Hemp is a non-intoxicating cousin of marijuana, yet for decades, officials resisted legalizing hemp. That changed last year when Governor Kristi Noem signed a bill authorizing production of the crop. Now South Dakota farmers are starting to plant it. Derek Doman is the sales and marketing manager at Horizon Hemp Seeds in Willow Lake. He says there are many surprising uses for hemp.
Nike and Adidas have prototype shoes out with hemp fiber in them. Companies like BMW and Mercedes are making the interior paneling out of their doors out of hemp fiber. Wrangler Jeans and Levi's produce hemp fiber jeans. So the possibilities are really endless to what we can do with this.
Some of the political debate about hemp legalization focused on CBD. That's an oil extraction from cannabis plants, including hemp. The oil is widely sold in products not yet reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. Kristi Mikkonen is the marketing director for Mikkonen Organic Farms in Frederick. She says there's much more to hemp than CBD.
You know, so many people focus on the CBD and the possibility of a illegal whatever, and they're failing to look at the 99% of the other things that can be done that are so amazing with such a versatile crop.
Ken Meyer is vice president of A.H. Meyer & Sons in Winfred. He's also president of the South Dakota Hemp Association. Meyer says only 35 of 2,200 acres of hemp in South Dakota are devoted to CBD.
When you have all that information in front of you, you can see why the controversy would go away, and people could see how this will go forward and just be like any other crop that's planted, and that it's very manageable.
Meyer says the state has granted 17 hemp grower licenses, 2 processor licenses, and 1 combination license. For STPB, I'm Laura Johnson.